rejoice. I want to talk to you about how every day is a day of rejoicing because Jesus Christ was resurrected. In the book of Matthew chapter 28, we see the rising or resurrection of Jesus Christ. In verse 9, the Bible says, "And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, Rejoice! So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him." You see, every day is a day of rejoicing because Jesus didn't stay in the grave. He was resurrected. If Jesus wouldn't have been raised from the dead, then all of his claims, everything that he professed to be, would have all been in vain. If Jesus hadn't have been risen, then our faith, the Christian faith, would be futile. It'd be pointless. But no, Jesus says, rejoice. In fact, there are a number of times and places that Jesus speaks of his death and resurrection. Let's look at one such incident found in the book of Mark chapter 8, verse 31. The Bible says, "And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again." Then in verse 34 he says, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Don't you find it ironic that Jesus says to take up the cross? This here signifies that Jesus knew he was going to die on a cross. This is also alluded to in the book of John chapter 3, verse 14. You can check it out. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus predicted of his death and resurrection, and we see it fulfilled in Matthew chapters 27 through 28. Jesus is the one who overcame death. We can rejoice because he has risen. We don't need to be like the atheist who doesn't even believe that Jesus existed. I truly pity that person because they have no hope. If Jesus wasn't raised from the dead, how come he was seen by so many different people? I want to read to you from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In verses 3 through 8, the Apostle Paul writes, "For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures." Verse 5, "And that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12, and that he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep." Verse 7, "After that he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then last of all, he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time." Jesus was seen by over 500 different witnesses at different times. Luke also records a similar passage found in the book of Acts. Please turn to chapter 1, verse 3. "To whom he, that is speaking of Jesus, also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God." If you know the history of the disciples and the martyred deaths that they went through, some of them being sawn in half, Peter being crucified upside down on a cross, if they would have been making this up, if this would have all been a lie, a trick, I guarantee you at least one of them would have said, "Hey, this is just a lie, we framed this whole thing." You see, the disciples had nothing to gain following a made-up lie regarding the resurrection of Jesus Christ. However, they had everything to lose, and most of them lost their very lives. Therefore, we can rejoice, knowing that our sins are forgiven, knowing that he, Jesus, has gone to prepare a place for us, and knowing that he is coming back shortly. Rejoice in the name of the Lord. Please repeat after me and join me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, thank you that I can rejoice in your resurrection. Thank you that I can have hope, knowing that this earth, this place, is only temporary. Thank you that I can rejoice in you and with you. You are so great, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.